This is CICK News. In a special Earth Day segment, we had a very special guest join us in the CICK studio yesterday for a unique and wild conversation. Bruce Kanowski is a lynx puppet who's a passionate advocate for wildlife conservation. Bruce was in Smithers to share his insights from his adventures and how he inspires people, especially kids, to appreciate and protect our beautiful and natural world. Bruce is used to being the interviewer, but we turned the tables on him a bit, and I interviewed Bruce for a short stint at CICK to promote his Keep It Wild BC campaign in an effort to preserve our wild environment for future generations. If you'd like to see a picture of Bruce, make sure to follow CICK Out There on Instagram and CICK Events on Facebook for a snapshot of Bruce doing a station ID. Bruce, this is so exciting. Introduce yourself. I just noticed you outside, and it's kind of hard to miss a big lynx walking around downtown Smithers. So
Yeah. Well, my name's Bruce Kanowski, and I'm just traveling around BC talking to people about wild spaces and wild places and what makes them special, you know. And well, I kind of notice that my nieces and my nephew, my kids, they're always on their tablets and they're never outside anymore, you know? And I just wanted to show them, hey, there's lots of wild spaces left. And I think it's important, you know, that we show them and people understand that, hey, we can still go there. We can still do these things, you know?
So what's wild in Smithers for you? What's wild enough for Bruce Kanowski?
The mountains, the river. Where was I yesterday? We were in Hazleton, and we were at the confluence of the Bulkley and the Stikine. And man, let me tell you, that's some real beauty right there.
Absolutely.
And I saw a rabbit, and I started to salivate. I almost chased it, but then I just paused and enjoyed the moment.
Oh, beautiful. Bruce, I think I did tell you before we were recording, my last name means rabbit, but it's just a name, okay? No, close your mouth. Please, Bruce, please close your mouth.
So, I'm just joking.
Let's just keep it professional,
good,
shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so wild spaces, that's exciting. So you mentioned the river, the mountains. Yeah, do you have a message? Do you want...
Well, yeah, I mean, let's just try and keep BC wild, you know? And it takes everybody, I think. It takes hunters and environmentalists and fishermen, and it takes all sorts, miners. Everybody needs to do their part, and I think you'll learn everybody finds the beauty everywhere, you know?
Yeah, it's a beautiful sentiment. And it is Earth Day today, too, so is there anything extra special about your message today, or are you doing something to sort of commemorate the event?
Well, not really. I think every day can be Earth Day, you know, in your very own way.
Solid. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Let me ask you, when you go outside, where do you go? What's your favorite place?
My favorite place is to go to the Bulkley River, actually, the Wetsenqua. I live close to a really beautiful park. It's like one of Smithers' last like really treed parks here. And I walk through the park, down the trails. I've seen moose down there. And yeah, that's right. And yeah, I actually just like to go. And on a hot enough day, I just jump right into the river. But it's a very strong river, so people should be careful about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I like to pick berries on the mountain when it's berry season. And yeah, I mean, honestly, I see wild things everywhere. You know, you walk down the street, you see deer. I had a moose that was actually hanging out in my neighbor's backyard as well. But yeah, it's kind of hard to look around and not find beauty here.
Yeah, and exactly. I think that's the point. You know, we need to show these young kids of mine that, hey, there's still lots of beauty out there and it's worth protecting.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for coming into CICK. And for anyone tuning in and listening, this has been CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, where we are proudly broadcasting on the unceded Wet'suwet'en territory. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. Nice to meet you.
CICK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.